As we continue, I always like it when it says 1, 2, 3, 4 on my clock. 12:34, and we welcome a guy we haven't talked to in a while and look forward to talking to all the time. He is, of course, the Macomb County Executive, Mark Hackle. Mark, it's always a pleasure, sir.
It's always a privilege to be on your show, Paul.
Now, I did see you out at the birthday party for Candace Miller. And you were swarmed like you were the celebrity that, in fact, you are.
No, I'm fortunate to be at her party, her events. She's got a great response from the public here in Macomb County because they adore her. So it's great to have you there, obviously. That says a lot for her. She absolutely loves having you there.
Well,
so,
I love her and everything that she does. I love you, everything that you do. Do people still come up to you and say, why didn't you run for governor?
Yeah, I do get that. In fact, her and I joke back and forth. We keep,
she's heard the same thing.
Yeah. And she says, no, you should have ran. So we go back and forth. we're trying to do good things for Macomb County. So,
Help
the state out in the meantime.
Well, you do help out Macomb County. You live for Macomb County, as does she. And you do help out the great state of Michigan and these United States. And we'll never be able to thank you enough for all that you do. Why is it so confusing to some of us that the Selfridge Air National Guard base in Macomb County seems to keep getting approval for something we thought happened actually a long time ago when our governor was with the president and got in trouble for shaking his hand or hugging him or doing something which was so politically wrong for the people to give her a hard time getting Macomb County what it needed? But why does this keep coming up, saying that the funding's approved and this is that? And I thought this was all done.
Yeah, and so does everybody else. You're spot on. The unfortunate reality is obviously the governor is making a commitment. The president of the United States made a commitment. And sometimes the legislature, they kind of play a little bit of the politics, the posture for other things they want when it comes to budgets. And so that, I think, is where we're at right now. There's kind of a little bit of a stalemate, but I don't believe for a minute that it's not going to get done. I think, Matt Hall, he's doing a great job of trying to get this thing over the line and wants to stay specifically focused on the funding for this this runway project. And we understand that. And I know that Kevin Hertel on the Senate side and Winnie Brinks are, very much interested in making this happen, too. They're looking more at how do we use this as part of the overall budget strategy. So they're working together. There's a time crunch. The governor's going to sign off, I think, the minute they bring something to her desk. And, she's shown before that she can be the governor on behalf of the state of Michigan as opposed to the party.
Right.
And, by doing so, she caught a little bit of flack, like you said, standing alongside the president, accepting billions of dollars of fighter jets coming to Selfridge. I mean, how couldn't you two come together to support that? She did the right thing, and so did the president. So
yeah.
I think both sides are just playing politics.
Publish the names of those people who gave her a hard time for doing what she did to get what we needed, I would publish those names. There's no chance I'm voting for them anyway, but yeah. it it's disgusting. But here's what's more disgusting. The Air Force had previously resisted sending us new fighters to Selfridge. You had to work hard to turn that around. And now the Air Force was overruled by the president. He directed the F-15X mission to Selfridge by 2028. Of course, the base's A-10 Thunderbolt II aircraft, which, by the way, has been called into action recently in good service, and the KC-135 Stratotankers are set to be phased out. Are you telling me, Mark Hackle, there is any chance in hell that this will not go through and Selfridge will not get this?
It's very interesting if you think about it. What you just said totals up to $3.5 billion worth of hardware coming to Selfridge Air Base for the state of Michigan for our nation's defense. $3.5 billion as a result of the decision that the president made and the governor accepted. So I seriously doubt the legislature is going to fumble in this particular situation and not come across with the $152 million that is needed to finish this runway project that Candace and I are working on to make sure that they're ready for those planes when they get here. So I doubt it. Again, I'm very optimistic, like I was with the road funding. I knew they were going to get this done. I think it is going to happen. It's just a little more posturing, I guess, on behalf of the parties, and I think that's what we need to set that aside. Let's get this moving, get this solidified, because $3.5 billion worth of hardware coming here. That's a major corporation coming to the state of Michigan. You can't mess that up.
No, I can't imagine being in a position in Lansing, in Michigan government, and screwing up something that's worth $3.5 billion plus, 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 all the
Yeah,
pluses that
right.
go with that, right?
Yes, yeah. What it does to the industry, the defense industry, aerospace. I mean, so much more is going to come as a
Jobs,
result of this. Yeah.
taxes,
Oh, yeah.
jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, not to mention that it's going to take us off that, that list of, base realignment and closures, the BRAC studies that we hear,
We
time and
get
again.
tired of hearing those year after year, and we
Correct.
thought this was going to relieve us of this constant worry that they're going to close Selfridge down.
And there's nobody that's been a better champion for Selfridge than everyone. I mean, whether it's the chambers, the people that live in and around Selfridge, all of our congressional delegation, the people that are, in and around each one of these municipalities, the industry. There isn't anywhere else in the country where there's such a welcoming atmosphere for these aircraft coming to their bases than we have here at Selfridge Air Base. I mean, even the Air Force will tell you, we have never seen anything like this. People so much celebrating Selfridge Air Base and what happens. And it has an impact on the other installations across the entire state, Grayling, Battle Creek. All of those will have an impact if Selfridge fails. Well, it's not going to fail. I do believe, the fact that we've already got that announcement on behalf of the president and the governor accepting it, this legislature will come together and they will try to find a way of, setting aside the political differences and manage through the budget process as well as this particular item that they need. And that need is $152 million.
There will be hell to pay if these people can't rise above the political games.
Yeah, I
There
would
will be
agree.
hell to pay.
Yeah. And that's why I don't think they'll fail on this.
Okay. All right. Well, you tell it like it is. You always have. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. And give Swickla my best as well, would you please? He's probably
I
standing
certainly
right there
will.
holding your phone for you.
I was just with him a little while ago. He reminded me, Paul W. is calling. You better not miss that call. I said, I never would, John. Never do. So.
We all need a John Swickla in our lives, and we're all very lucky to have a Mark Hackle in our lives. We'll talk again soon, Mark.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Paul.
Mark Hackle, Macomb County Executive. We all thought this was a done deal, and it will be catastrophic if it doesn't happen. I'm just saying. We continue in focus on WJR, Paul W. Smith, 1243.